Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Shane, who is the program director of the Religious Formation Conference and lives in Chicago. Her preaching is entitled, The One Important Thing.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 through 27. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." The man replied and said to Jesus, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus said to them, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 days, the Christian community begins the liturgical season of Lent. Today's Mark and Gospel invites us to begin our journey of the next 40 days with a clarity of purpose, to fix our minds and hearts on spiritual matters of ultimate importance. Lent draws our attention and focuses our intention on fulfilling God's dream. As we often pray, "God's kingdom come, God's will be done in and through us." As we begin, we are reminded that Jesus, too, is on a journey. And along the way, a man catches sight of him and runs to catch up with him. For the man carries a question that seems to be burning in his heart. and weighs on his mind. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Now, before responding, Jesus makes certain that the man is clear about who is at the center of his search for life. Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. Jesus seems to be saying, keep your eyes fixed on God alone, for therein lies the answer you seek. And the burning question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus begins with the basics, the fundamentals of Jewish faith. Do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, and honor your father and mother. Can't you just imagine the sense of relief the man must have felt, and maybe even a bit of pride, as he heard Jesus speak the familiar litany of the law, and to which he could respond, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Did he imagine, if only fleetingly, that he had met the mark and eternal life was his? Surely the man experienced something in Jesus' look of love that spoke to his heart, knowing that there was so much more he could not begin to imagine. Jesus, with great love, invites the man to continue the journey one more step into an intimacy with God that exceeded his wildest dreams. You are lacking in one thing. I don't know about you, but if I had heard that at that moment, I would be thinking, only one thing? That's great. That should be pretty easy. And Jesus continues, go sell all that you have. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, come, follow me. You are lacking in one thing. So simple. And yet, the key to spiritual freedom. So in a sense, this liturgical season of Lent is all about the one thing. It is our call, the invitation given to us, to pray for the courage to sit in Jesus' words. Go, sell what you have, then come and follow me. In a way, the man in Mark's story was fortunate. He went away sad because he knew as soon as he had heard Jesus' words, he knew he had many material possessions, which he was attached to. And at least in that moment, he knew he was unable and unwilling to let them go. Maybe a challenge for many Christians is, and it is for myself sometimes, I don't have the kind of wealth I imagine in material possessions. And because of this, I can let myself slip into the belief that it's not an issue for me. I've already arrived, maybe like the man standing there, well, I've done this my whole life. And yet, the deeper question, what keeps me from the right relationships that Jesus modeled and exemplified in the gospel stories? My wealth might be in the authority I hold, in a position I hold, and the sense of satisfaction and control it gives me, a sense of power. My wealth might be in the ideas, the opinions, or the beliefs that I hold that can keep me from listening, truly listening to another's story. My story might be the ultimate story. Or my wealth might well be all the judgments I have accumulated and maintain in order to support a sense of self and a sense of status that exceeds that or makes me better than, so I think, better than another. Or maybe my wealth is in the sense of entitlement I possess because of my color, my race, my sex, etc. So this wealth, what is the wealth I hold that separates me, that creates a boundary, that creates a wall, it builds a wall that separates me from others who are just like me? Jesus invites each one of us to a life of freedom and peace that finds a home in our hearts when we detach from our comfort zones, when we face our fears of letting go the wealth that we hold on to, and we move into a place of openness, and we open ourselves to new ways of being that quite literally mirror the presence and the being of Jesus. They hold the power of the Holy Spirit working through us. So this Lent, where is the power? Where is the wealth that separates us from God and from one another? We are reminded in the gospel stories of the measure for our lives. And Lent is a time to sit in the wealth of that wisdom and measure our own life in order to embrace a freedom of mind and heart, the same freedom that Jesus knew. For we are told, where your treasure is, so is your heart.